Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the first in a series of monthly bonus episodes. Listener caution is advised, as this episode contains adult themes and descriptions that some listeners may find distressing. In 2009, Christopher Monks persuaded a boyfriend he met through an internet chat room to kill his parents in return for a disturbing reward. Christopher Monk's biological parents had neglected him as a baby. He was fostered and subsequently adopted by Christopher Monk Sr. and his wife Elizabeth. At 10 months old, he was the youngest of three children in a close family. His parents were strict but loving. In 2006, 3 years before he planned the murder of his mother and father, Christopher began dating an older man, Alex, who he had met through the internet. When his parents found out about their 21-year-old son's partner, Christopher tried to run away from home. His parents managed to track him down in London, where he had fled to meet Alex. Christopher's mother later said about the incident, "Chris was immature. We took the computer modem away and his mobile phone as well to protect him. We wanted him to stop this relationship." About 4 weeks afterwards, "I came home from work one day and there was a note saying that by losing his computer and his phone, he had lost his friends." Despite Christopher's age, his parents considered him more vulnerable than other 21-year-olds. Christopher was diagnosed with both dyslexia and a form of autism, Asperger's syndrome, though this was only diagnosed by a psychiatrist after he committed the crime. The combination of the two contributed to difficulties at school and socialising. His resentment towards his parents bubbled beneath the surface for the next 3 years until November 2008, when Christopher met 19-year-old Sean Scarnes through a social networking site, Furry for Life. Furries are people fascinated by animals. These animals are given human traits like walking and talking, and can be anything from cartoons to hybrids of two entirely unrelated species that cannot interbreed in real life. The furry scene sees members dressing up and role-playing, with the majority using it as a creative outlet. At 19, Sean Scarnes was unemployed and living in a flat on his own. His relationship with his parents was strained. He had lost contact with his mother and had limited contact with his father. Sean's childhood had been turbulent, as his mother had left the family when he was just 4 years old. He was raised by his father, who lived a rather chaotic lifestyle, and Sean left home as soon as he could. Sean spent his days and nights alone communicating on forums, particularly those dedicated to the furry community, before he began corresponding with Christopher Monks. Their online relationship started to grow more intense. They openly discussed their dark sexual fantasies, including a shared interest in bestiality, cannibalism, necrophilia, and genital mutilation. Christopher also felt comfortable enough to share his desire to dispose of his parents with Sean. One of their conversations read, "I find it a disgrace to call my family family. Cannot do anything without a tirade of questions. The only time I get to myself is when they are asleep, so eternal rest is the solution." Sean wrote, "So are you willing to kill?" Christopher replied, "Yes, you only have to take out my parents and possibly two other family members, and I can do the rest." The planning continued, with Christopher sharing information with Sean to prepare for the killings. The agreement was to kill Christopher's father first upstairs, but they were concerned they would wake up the family dog. The pair had been corresponding for 3 months and had never met previously. They continued to exchange messages online detailing the plot up until Sean's first visit to the Monks household in Claytonley Woods near Chorley, Lancashire on February 7th, 2009. They played computer games for hours before Christopher's parents returned from a shopping trip. Sean left around 9 p.m, then Christopher settled down to watch a DVD with his parents. The Monks were told Sean had gone to catch a train home to travel the 50 miles to Ellesmere Port in Cheshire. But the truth was Sean was waiting in a play park nearby until he received a text from his boyfriend telling him his parents were asleep. Christopher Sr. awoke in the early hours of the morning after hearing a faint thud, to find Sean standing beside his bed, clutching a kitchen knife. Christopher Sr. began yelling for help to his wife, who was sleeping downstairs. While getting into a tussle with Sean, he tried to pry the knife from his hand. The struggle continued, and Sean was pushed into the hallway and then into a spare bedroom. Elizabeth called the police and then rushed upstairs and hit Sean with a stick, which broke on impact. She then started to talk calmly to Sean to try and defuse the situation. Surprisingly, her tactic worked, soothing her husband's attacker enough so the couple could go downstairs freely. Christopher Sr. had escaped with bruised arms, cut palm, and bite marks. Reaching the bottom of the stairs, they were met by a police officer that had just arrived at their doorstep following Elizabeth's call. While the commotion and shouts for help were happening upstairs, Christopher remained on the sofa, deleting incriminating messages on his phone. At first, he was treated as a witness, but he was arrested a few hours later when the police discovered he was involved in the plot to kill his parents. Sean Scarnes told the police in his interview that he had not realised Christopher was serious about the request to kill his parents until he visited him at his home for the first time. Sean told the police he said he could not do it himself because they were still his parents. At that time, I thought he was joking. While I was down there in Monk's home, it became more serious. Sean said Christopher began to discuss methods of killing his parents while they played a video game in the living room. Sean told detectives that Christopher suggested the use of a pillow or to just throttle them with his bare hands. I just laughed it off, Sean told detectives. We were just messing about. We were playing games while his mother was hoovering and his father was in the back. At that point, still thought it was a joke.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sean had only realised his boyfriend was serious about murdering his mother and father as the afternoon wore on and he began to feel uneasy about their conversations. He told detectives he was scared he would lose his boyfriend if he did not go through with the plan, adding he had few friends and he was promised a place to live by Christopher. Sean explained to police, "In my heart of hearts, I did not want to do it. I thought it was too late to go back. I didn't want to go through with it. To kill. I didn't want to hurt his parents, and I didn't want to hurt my boyfriend. I was unhappy with the situation as it went on. I was trying to make him see if they were dead, he would be screwed on his own. He just said he would be fine." Sean added that he almost didn't go through with the plan when he saw Mr. Monks lying in bed, but after he dropped the knife, this caused Christopher's father to wake up, and the struggle began. An 8-day trial began at Preston Crown Court on July 20th, 2009. Sean Scarn sat with his head in his hands, looking at the floor throughout the reading of evidence, while Christopher Monk stared directly ahead. Mr. Watson QC, prosecuting the case, said Mr. and Mrs. Monks were aware their son was bisexual, but they did not know about the very different life he was leading. Mr. Watson said, "Some furries have a sexual interest in animals. Monks had such sexual interest." At the same time, Christopher Monks was also interested in the dominant and submissive aspects of relationships with furries, one being a master and the other being a pet. The prosecutor, along with PC Timothy Clark, who analysed computer records, read aloud online graphic exchanges alleged to have been sent between the two men, using their adopted furry names, Rox Yin, a fox, and Kira, a half-wolf, half-fox. One online conversation transcript showed that Kira, Sean's username, wrote, "Can you hold your parents' legs down?" Christopher's character, Rox Yin, replied, "I can try, I'm not that strong. What are you planning?" Sean then wrote, "Strangulation." To which Christopher responded, "Just make sure you kill them, or I'll have hell to pay." Another online conversation discussed how Sean should bring warm clothes and portable computer games to help pass the time as he waited outside while Mr. and Mrs. Monks fell asleep. Other online chats in the transcripts discussed sexual fantasies with references to bestiality, cannibalism, cutting off penises, and a joke about necrophilia. Text messages recovered from mobile phones alleged to have been used by the defendants were also read aloud during the 8-day trial. Mr. Watson, prosecuting, said Christopher did not feel able to kill his parents himself and needed someone else to do it for him. The prosecutor told the jury Christopher had talked about his sexual desire for his penis to be bitten off in an online chat room discussion. He said, "It may seem extreme, but there is ample evidence from websites he visited and conversations with Sean Scarns that this was a deeply held interest and one he found sexually stimulating. It seems that Scarns was to receive no money for killing Mr. and Mrs. Monks, but the prospect of biting off Monks's penis. This was the climactic act of the conspiracy." Christopher Monks told the court that on the internet he had a master and slave relationship with Sean Scarns. He described his suggestions to kill his parents as a test. He said, "Due to the master and slave relationship we had, it was a test I used upon my pets to see if they were willing to do many things. I suppose it was a quest to find the perfect pet who would do anything." Christopher told the court he relied heavily on his parents and would have been unable to cope with day-to-day tasks if they died. He said, "I would struggle tremendously if I didn't have my parents. I don't know how to use a washing machine or iron, or basic household tasks." Sean Scarns went on to say both him and Christopher were simply trying to outdo each other and that parts of their discussion were twaddle and rubbish. Sean said, "At the time, I thought he was still playing off frustration. I didn't know his age, but just thought it was teenage angst. I get irritated by my dad sometimes, but would not want any harm to come to him. I thought this was the same." Sean told the court Christopher passed him the blade when his parents fell asleep. Giving evidence, he claimed he was shocked to receive the knife, but thought Christopher was escalating the role play to gauge his reaction. During police questioning, Sean said he accidentally dropped the knife, but was seen picking it up by Christopher's father. Mr. Bromley Davenport, QC, defending Christopher, said to Sean, "Would it be fair to say that all this leading up to the final events were, as far as you were concerned, role play?" Sean replied, "Yes." Sean then told the court he had gone to the house late at night because he had missed his train home, but did not want to carry out the plot to kill Christopher's parents. He said he had felt pressured into going upstairs to where Mr. Monk slept, but did not intend to harm his boyfriend's father. Sean also denied that an entry on his Facebook page, where he mentioned the words "murder on the mind," referred to a plot to kill Mr. and Mrs. Monks. He claimed it referred to his bad mood because a train he was travelling on had broken down. He also made a reference online to dumping dead bodies at sea, but told the court this was a reference to a cartoon program, Family Guy, not to killing the Monks. Mr. and Mrs. Monks were in court to support their son. Elizabeth Monks told the court that their adopted son was a quiet boy, never lost his temper, and did well at his temping job at an educational training centre where she also works. Christopher Monks Sr. added, "We have no doubt that Christopher did not intend to go to this extreme. There is no one in our closest circle of friends who is not shocked at what has happened. They believe he had no intention to take their lives." Giving evidence at the trial, Christopher's parents said they were a close, loving family and that their son could not separate fantasy from reality. Consultant, psychiatrist and autism expert Professor Digby Tanton was called by Christopher Monks's defence barrister. He believed Christopher Monks had an autistic spectrum disorder and possibly attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which may impair his understanding of the outcome of his actions and of others' feelings. The expert stated of the condition, "It makes it very difficult to anticipate consequences. You live in a short-term world, really. For one thing, I think it would be impossible for him to know what Sean Scarns was feeling. What Christopher Monks might have felt was this was a juggernaut out of control that he didn't know how to deal with." A jury of 7 men and 5 women at Preston Crown Court took just 1 hour to find both men guilty of conspiracy to murder. Elizabeth Monks sobbed into her husband's chest as the jury foreman announced the unanimous decision. Following the hearing, the couple were too emotional to be able to make comment. A return date for sentencing was arranged for January 7th, 2010 at Preston Crown Court. In the sentencing remarks, Mr. Justice McComb stated it was a most unusual case and said of Christopher's parents, "No court could fail to be moved by the unstinting love they have for their son, notwithstanding the enormity of the offence he committed." In their own words, in a letter sent to me, they say, "Whatever sentence is passed, we will serve it with him." But he stressed he did not have the slightest hesitation in believing both men were a significant risk to the public. The judge added, "I recognise that Mr. and Mrs. Monks find this difficult to accept, but the court has a duty to protect the public and ensure that they are not released into the community until that risk is eliminated." Detective Sergeant Andy Murphy of Lancashire's Police Major Investigation Team said, "I can understand the family's position, but from a police point of view, the judge confirmed what we thought. These two pose a very serious risk of harm to the public." So where are we now? Sean Scarnes was given a 7-year indeterminate prison sentence and was required to serve a minimum of 3.5 years in prison. Christopher Monks was sentenced to a hospital order under the Mental Health Act. He'll receive treatment at a specialist care facility until experts deem him ready to be released. Traces of Rox Yin, his fox alter ego, can be found online. Accounts on furry pages have been left dormant since the crime. Nothing is known of where he is, whether he's still being treated in hospital, or if he has been granted release. Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our Patreon supporters. You can find more information on our website at theywalkamonguspodcast.com. If you would like to support They Walk Among Us and receive early access to ad-free episodes along with other extras, just head to patreon.com/theywalkamongus. You can follow us on Twitter at @TWAU_podcast or through Instagram and Facebook under They Walk Among Us Podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.